Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm really itchy. My allergies are so bad today.
COVID. You guys, did you hear Joe Biden yesterday say out loud to the world on camera that he simply will not tell us his opinion about court packing until after the election?
I mean, why would he be transparent? Why would he do that? He doesn't have to be transparent with you guys because, you know, you're below him.
We're not unwrapping the flag, mm-hmm. Kira. he said the reason that he's not going to tell us all what he thinks about it is because if he does, it will be a headline in the press.
Oh, I mean, he wouldn't want that. He wouldn't want it to be a headline. So he's just going to hide it from you.
How is anybody okay with this?
Well, Democrats are okay with it because they're sheep and they don't care. And they actually do believe that these people are above them. They believe that these people are not their employees. See, I would imagine that conservatives out there, they still understand that these people work for us.
God, I just cannot believe that anybody's that makes sense.
Yeah.
He definitely shouldn't tell us anything about his policy positions until at... This is literally the same thing as Pelosi saying, you're not going to know what's in the bill until it gets passed.
Can you imagine going to your boss and being like, I'm not going to tell you about the status of this project. I'm not going to until
you've given it a grade or whatever.
Yeah, until like next year, until I feel like it.
Until after my performance review.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do that.
I mean, what
not going to tell you.
If you're even on the left, you should be mad. Like, and then let's be real. The reason he won't just simply say, no, I'm against it, is because he's absolutely for it. And that is what Democrats will do if they're elected, is that they will completely change everything about how our government works so that they have all the power.
Yeah, because they can't do it on their own. So they have to change the way our government works. They can't do it on their own. They can't win on their own. They can't do it on their own merit. So they have to screw everything up, right? They have to cheat. Basically.
Yeah, essentially.
They have to cheat.
And what a lame ass excuse. Like, I don't want this to be a headline. We're less than 4 weeks away from election. Anything either of the candidates say right now is a top headline. Mm-hmm. Anything. So that doesn't even make logical sense for him to say, well, I don't want it to be a headline. Well, this is now the headline, you idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you are totally not transparent is the headline. Congrats. So, well played, I guess. I don't know, because that's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Nancy Pelosi's presser yesterday? Oh, my God.
She is crazy, you guys. The 25th Amendment stuff.
What? It's going to be worse today.
It's like, at this point, even people on the left have to be going, oh, my God, like, she really won't stop. But then again, I guess people on the left are delighted about this.
Yeah, they don't want her to stop.
They are delighted about the fact that she will just stop at nothing to get Trump out of office. They're so rabid.
So if you missed it, she basically said at yesterday's presser that today she was going to talk to the press corps about the 25th Amendment.
And it's because
Trump is crazy.
Because of steroids, right?
Right.
Because he takes steroids. Who is out there has taken steroids, like, for whatever reason? Raise your hand.
I just had them for hives.
Yeah, me too. And I take them for migraines. I mean, it doesn't do anything except for, like, every once in a while I'll have to take them because I have chronic migraine and I have to take them to break the cycle sometimes of chronic migraine. And they're fine. Like, the fact that she's using this as an excuse. I'd like to know what drugs that lady's on. And, like,
it's called vodka.
For real. Like, what is she taking? Let's all find out. I think we have a right to know, right? Since we all know, like, what Trump is doing every second of every day, I'd like to know what that chick is ingesting. Because, damn, there's a whole lot of stuff right here. Just right here.
And, yeah, that's very close to her brain.
It is.
Very, very close to her brain.
Because, I mean, it's quite obvious that there's stuff right here.
And so, okay, so 25th Amendment. So she's going to talk about that today, and she's going to be like, obviously Trump is unfit mentally or whatever, and so we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment, which involves, of course, going to Mike Pence and saying, hey, are you down to be president for 3 weeks until the election is over and
oh
then, like,
God.
Joe Biden? So what you think You think Pence is going to be like, yeah, that seems like a great idea? Yeah. No, you idiot. He's not going to do that.
Pence is going to be like, you're crazy. He's going to be like, you are crazy. And you are nuttier than squirrel shit. That's what he's going to say.
This is just such a
pointless
exercise.
He may not say that because he's actually a lot nicer than I am and he has a lot more grace. He would never say that. I'm sorry I used that language. But he won't. Pence won't say that. Pence will say... No. No.
Do we need to hold up the dog again?
No.
Because
you are crazy, lady.
This is insane.
Good Lord.
And also, there are 3.5 weeks to go. So if the polls are right, if the polls that say, you know, Biden is going to win in this giant landslide, why are we worrying about the 25th Amendment
exactly.
right now?
Why is she so worried? I mean, because the thing is, the polls are saying that he's like 10 points ahead.
Yeah, even so the ones that like Trump, like Rasmussen says he's 10 points
so
ahead.
So what are you so concerned about, lady? Why are you getting your panties all up in a wad? Just calm down and let the election play out, right?
Oh my God.
I mean, y'all are like using the mail fraud and everything. You're doing everything you can. You're pulling out all the stops. Good Lord. Just let it play out, right?
Speaking of Trump being crazy, so I was cracking up because he retweeted an article that was talking about yet another example of mail fraud or election fraud, and all he did was tweet out the link and said, "Hello!" That was his caption. I just love that.
I just like him more and more. I mean, there was a time where I was like, the tweeting really irritated me. Now I just think they all deserve it. They just all deserve his tweet on
the crazier
flight.
The better.
Just keep tweeting, Mr. President.
For real.
Just don't let up. just keep trolling the crap out of these lunatics. They
oh
are just, they're lunatics at this point.
Yeah, it's true.
I cannot deal.
I guess we have to talk about Gretchen.
Whitmer. Yeah.
So, listen. We are not fans, okay? But we're not plotting to kidnap her either.
Well,
so.
Who would want to kidnap her? That would just be wretched to have her in a room and have to deal with her.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that was going to stop there.
She'd be like the chick in Fargo. You know? You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah! Don't you think?
So, listen, there is no question but that the people who were plotting this are insane terrorists. There's no other way to describe them.
They're insane. I'm going to say a but, because what I'm confused about is if they're going to get indicted for this stuff, and rightly so, right? They should get in trouble for this. Then why are people on the left, like Antifa and BLM, who are also doing terroristy things, why are they not getting in trouble for stuff?
Because I just feel like they're harder to catch. Because the Wolverine Watchmen.
That doesn't make any sense though, Ma. Because they're taking these people and putting them in jail, and then they're letting them go. So they are catching them. It's like a catch and release thing.
And the good thing is that there are some that are being charged with federal crimes. So when they catch the people that are like organizing riots and they charge them federally, that's good because these idiot district attorneys or prosecutors in these liberal cities just put them back out on the street and they don't keep the charges. Like, they just drop all the charges.
And you don't hear about it on the news either.
Yeah.
You know, we've got terrorists on both sides that suck, right?
Yeah.
On polar opposite sides. They all suck. And I think we can all agree on that. You know, we're all kind of here. And these people are over here. And they all suck all the monkey balls, right? The problem is that the media is only reporting about the suckage on this one side. Granted, I know it was a kidnapping plot, and I get it. It's a horrible thing. We get it. But there's also suckage on the left. You never hear about, like, hey, this one person did this, and they were threatening to kill the president, and they were, you know, doing this, that, and the other. You don't hear about that on the news. You know, you don't hear about those people. You don't hear about the awful things that they do. You just notice how the media is very skewed in that. I mean, it's obviously very skewed, and we don't hear about that. And they're not kept. And we don't hear about the indictments on that side. But in essence, they are still violent.
No, I mean, all of them, regardless of which, like, way far end of each spectrum they are, what they have in common is that they are violent, insane lunatics.
Yeah.
And so they have very different methods of, exacting their terror, but it's that's what they're doing nonetheless. They're either burning down cities in riots and looting.
Totally.
Or they're like plotting really crazy, you know, overthrows of government, bombing places and kidnapping casserole lady. So I mean it they're all cut from the same cloth. They are crazy. So the problem is, like, we can say that, but there's no one on the left who is actually admitting that Antifa is crazy. They're they say, that's fine.
Well, they're actually saying that it's just an idea.
Yeah.
They're not even saying that it's a thing. They're not even willing to say this is an actual group of actual human beings. they are unwilling to even say that and admit it out loud. Yeah. It's not an idea. It's not a construct. They are people who are saying that they are people who are saying awful things. There are people in BLM who are saying that they want to, like, bomb the White House. They want to destroy the White House. It's that. Remember when that used to be a problem? Remember
yeah,
when
that you're not supposed to do that's frowned upon.
Yeah. Do you remember when people used to threaten to kill the president? That used to be an issue, and now I feel like celebrities do it all the time, and it's like it's no big deal. I mean, it's Trump, you guys, so it's totally fine. This country is in such a state of crazy right now that we allow so much of this stuff to just sort of go by the wayside, and I don't recognize my country anymore.
I see people commenting that they were anarchists. That's true.
They're
the extreme far right when it comes to most of their beliefs, right? They're super mad at Gretchen specifically because of her overreach of government mm-hmm. and her being this acting like a tyrant. So they take what normal people believe and they skew it in this really bizarre way, the same way that super extreme people on the left do with their ideas. I mean, people have the conservatives want to disavow them, and I get it. We absolutely should. But we can't like deny the fact that these are people who are. It makes sense to classify them as right wing, extreme right wing wackos. They're anarchists. Actually, they are anarchists who want to overthrow government completely. But the reasons they want to do that are tied back to things that a lot of us actually agree with, like Second Amendment and the reason that we all are armed so that we can avoid being run by a tyrannical government. These are right-wing ideas that have been taken to a crazy extreme. So it's okay to say that out loud. We don't have to say that we are with them because, of course, we're not. But this is the problem, is that reasonable people immediately want to just be like, nah, it's the other side's fault. And I get it, but like at some point, we just have to admit there are crazy people on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's not be like the left and
right.
Say, you know, it's a... Because listen, I have friends who are liberal who pretend that Antifa doesn't exist. Stop it.
Exactly.
And they're pretending that BLM is like a happy, hippie little group of people that, you know, it's just all about Black Lives Mattering. No, it's about Marxism, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
Read what they're about. Listen to the people who actually started it. Listen to their faces. Look at what they're saying. Listen to them. Because they are socialists. Like, pay attention and do your freaking research. You know, don't be idiots. So that's why we're saying what we're saying. You know, don't be dumb about this. You know, you got to at least be open-minded and understand that, okay, fine, these guys are idiots.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
I think people just get like, I don't want to be associated. I don't want this to be a right-wing thing. But, you know,
don't have to be associated with them.
There's plenty of people on the left who don't want to be associated with Antifa,
yeah.
Right? Who are, like, reasonable people who are like, oh, my God, those people are crazy and don't represent me. I just don't like racism or I just don't like whatever.
Great. Well, then become a conservative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you know what I mean? There are people that are on the left who are not insane,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying. So we have to at least
But they're misguided.
But
they're misguided.
They
and they listen to the media too much. And they think that they're benevolent. They think they're doing the right thing. And they think that BLM is a good movement.
Right.
It's not. It's not. Educate them. You
exactly.
Know?
It's why we can say the Wolverine Watchmen or whatever are that they're not reflective
no.
of us or of normal people on the right.
Yeah.
They are a fringe whack job group. It's okay to admit that out
it's
loud.
Okay to admit that. I still think that our judicial system is whack. I still think a lot of things with our judicial, I'll just say that out loud. I don't like a lot of, like, when people get 20 years for that, 50 years for that, whatever, and then you got rapists running around getting 5-8 years. I mean, I have a problem with that. I got a problem.
Jail terms are all over
the place.
They're
crazy.
And it doesn't make any sense at all.
I do have a problem with that. I'll just put that out there.
Well, and especially Portland is a great example, because Portland, that's where they've got like this insane district attorney who won't, like, he'll drop charges against all these rioters.
Yeah.
Even people who have been charged with specific cases of real extreme violence and rioting, they're just let go because mm-hmm. he is on their
because
side.
Because he's progressive, and we're talking about that. So, like, what is it, 70%?
70% of the rioters had their charges dropped by this one progressive DA.
Yeah, because he believes in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the thing. This is why our judicial system is whack, you guys. Because if you get a guy or a woman that's on your side, they're going to be like, oh, it's okay. We're going to go ahead and let these people out, which is exactly what's happening in Portland.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely
not okay.
Insane.
Not okay.
Because, listen, if there's not going to be consequences, like, if these people know they're just going to spend a few hours in jail, mm-hmm. they're going to get booked, they're going to go right back out on the streets, and then they're not going to be prosecuted, what do you think happens?
They keep being violent.
Right.
They keep doing
it. It's not hard.
It's like a kid that's never punished. You know, you have a kid that is never punished, and they're going to end up like Claudia Conway. I mean,
Who, by the way, you can listen to our most recent podcast, which is all about the Conway family.
You know?
That is out where all fine podcasts can be found. The Mock and Daisy Show, the Chicks on the Right Show, you can find it there. We did the whole entire show this week about the lunacy of that family.
Yeah, they're going to have their own reality show, you guys.
Any day now.
The next Jersey Shore.
We actually have to go because we have to do this ad.
Okay. You got to do an ad, you guys. It's Friday. Crap to do.
So much going on.
Okay, you guys, bring it in. Oh, there's a big stretch. You guys have a great weekend.
Bye.